Title: Modulate Old School DNB Breakbeat Using Session View to Arrangement View in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build an old school drum and bass break that actually feels alive. Not just a two-bar loop repeating for 3 minutes, but that someone's hands are on the record energy. The whole concept today is simple, but the execution is pro-level. We're going to use Session View as a modulation and performance engine, and then we're going to commit the best moments into Arrangement View and edit it into our real, release-style structure. This is advanced, so I'm going to assume you're comfortable warping, using drum racks, and you know your way around clip envelopes. The focus is how to combine those pieces into a repeatable system that produces movement without losing the pocket. First, set the environment so it behaves like DNB. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176. I like 174 as a starting point. Set global quantization to 1 bar. That's going to keep your launches phrase locked, so you get the DJ juggling vibe without train wrecking. Now create 4 things. Track A is your break main as an audio track. This is your continuity, your glue loop. Track B is break chops as a MIDI track, using drum rack with simpler slices. This is your editor hands. Create a return track that you'll use for WFX throws. We'll use it like an old mixing desk send. And then group track and track B into a drum bus group. That group is where we do light glue processing later. Before we get creative, we earn the groove with correct warping. Drag your break into track A. Amen, think, hot pants, whatever you're using, just pick one. Open the clip and turn warp on. For warp mode, here's the real world take. Complex Pro is safer for full loop tone, but Beats is usually tighter for old school jungle accuracy. If you want the break to punch and stay snappy, choose Beats. Now do the unsexy part that makes everything else work. Find the first real kick transient and make sure it lands exactly on 1.1.1. Zoom in. Be obsessive. If the first hit is right, you can use warp from here, straight, to quickly align the rest. In Beats mode, set preserve to transients and set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40. Lower is tighter. If you hear smearing, tighten it. If it gets clicky or weird, loosen it slightly. Here's a pro discipline trick. Create a reference click track. Make a muted track with a tight closed hat or rim hitting every 8th note. When you're checking warp, solo the break with that click for a second. If it drifts against that simple grid, it's not locked, even if it feels exciting. Fix it now, because if the break leans, your bass and edits will never sit right. Once the break is locked, we build the Session View modulation engine. On track A, duplicate that break clip a bunch of times. 8 to 12 is a good range. Name them like a performance set. For example, clean, ghosted, high pass sweep, low pass drive, stutter, halftime bar, pitch dip, reverb throw. The naming matters. When you're performing, you don't want to decode mystery clips. You want to react like an instrument player. Now, before we draw any envelopes, set up a clean, punchy processing chain on track A. Dock devices only. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to kill rumble. If the break is boxy, dip a bit around 200 to 350. If it's dull, a tiny high shelf around 8 to 12k. But careful, old breaks can get fizzy fast. Then add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, not flattening it. Then drum bus. Drive to taste. Transients up a bit for snap. And usually keep boom off so you don't fight your sub. Teacher note. Keep this chain stable. The point is not to automate the whole channel into chaos. The point is, the clips do the movement, and the channel makes sure everything still sounds like one drum recording. Now the fun part. Clip envelopes. This is where Session View stops being a launcher and becomes a modulation router. Open the envelopes box in each clip. You're going to target things like track volume for ghosting, send amounts for throws, filter frequency for sweeps, saturation drive for urgency, redux downsample for grit moments, and clip transpose for pitch dives. Let's program a few key clips so you have a solid palette. For your ghosted clip, go to clip envelope for mixer and choose track volume. Draw small dips on the offbeats or between the main snare hits. We're not talking huge volume cuts. 1 to 2 dB is enough. The goal is that the snare stays consistent, but the in-between energy breathes. That rolling feel is often just micro dynamics. For a high pass sweep clip, put auto filter before saturation if it's not already in your chain. Set it to HP 12, add a touch of drive, keep resonance low, like 0.7 to 1.2. Then in the clip envelope, Target auto filter frequency and draw a sweep over 1 to 4 bars. For an energy lift, you might start around 120 Hz and sweep up to 600 or even 1K. This is one of the most effective ways to create perceived build without adding extra elements. For a low pass plus drive clip, do the opposite. Bring the filter down so the break sounds band limited and tense, then return to full range for the drop. And here's a Live 12 power move. Use modulation ranges to keep envelopes musical. After you draw the envelope, scale the range, so the filter never fully closes unless you deliberately want that special transition moment. That's how you stop yourself from accidentally making every sweep sound like a DJ low-pass dunk. For a pitch dip clip, use the clip envelope for transpose. Classic old-school move, a quick dip of -2 to -5 semitones for one beat before a snare, or the last half bar of a phrase. It sounds like taper turntable handling. If you're tempted to switch warp mode to repitch for extra character, you can do it per clip, but be careful. It can change the timing feel. If you want the vibe, without timing drift, you can fake the psychoacoustic slowdown with subtle downward frequency shifter automation plus a tiny filter and gain move. The listener perceives dip without your groove wobbling. Now, we'd also want risky stuff, but with safety rails. This is one of the most important coach notes. Treat track like the stable continuity. Put the truly extreme moves on track B chops or on return tracks. That way you can go feral for one bar without collapsing the main loop's identity. So let's build track B. Break chops. Create a MIDI track and slice the same break to a new MIDI track using slice to new MIDI track, slicing by transients. That usually gives the most playable break cuts. You'll get a drum rack full of simpler slices. Make a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip as your bass. Something that reinforces the original groove. Now go pad by pad and add a tiny fade in, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, to prevent clicks. And don't be afraid to tune a couple of slices. Slight pitch differences in ghost notes or alternate snares is part of that classic jungle re-trigger identity. Advanced realism trick, make 2 chop clips. One is straight, perfectly on grid. The other is dragged ghosts, where you nudge a few ghost notes 2 to 8 milliseconds late. Not swing template late, just slightly behind. Now you can launch between these two MIDI clips and get movement that feels human, not robotic. You can also add controlled probability in the rack. A light random MIDI effect and a tight velocity effect can create subtle variation, especially if you duplicated a snare across 2 pads with slightly different tuning or tone. Keep it subtle. If it becomes obvious, it stops sounding like break science and starts sounding like generative chaos. Now, we set up performance logic in session view. Create scenes. Intro filtered, main roll. Variation. Filler turnaround. Here's the secret sauce. Follow actions, but controlled. For your main track eclipse, set follow action time to 1 bar or 2 bars. Use next and other with a probability split like 80/20 if you want it safe, or 70/30 if you want it livelier. Then for your fill clips like stutters and halftime bars, set them to follow back to a safe clip. Ideally you make a clip called anchor. Cleanish, minimal processing. Your chaos clips play 1 bar, then automatically return to anchor. That's how you can experiment without accidentally staying in mayhem for 16 bars. Also, pre-plan quantization differences. Keep global quantization at 1 bar for almost everything, but for certain fill clips, set their clip launch quantization to 0.5 bar or 0.25 bar. That lets a turnaround catch even if your timing is a little late, without sounding off. This is huge for jungle-style fills, because sometimes the best fills happen slightly opportunistically, not perfectly premeditated. One more performance discipline tip. If you're using a controller, map key clips and scenes. Then record your launches as MIDI. That MIDI becomes your automation score. If later you need to recreate the vibe for a revision, you can. It's not just a lucky take, it becomes repeatable. Now we commit. This is the session view to arrangement view handoff. Hit arrangement record on the transport. Then perform for 3 to 5 minutes. Think in 16 bar phrases. Tease with filters, bring in ghosting, do occasional 1 bar fills, and keep your big gestures reserved for transitions. Don't overmodulate. If everything is special, nothing is special. Keep a few clean moments so the ear resets and the next move hits harder. When you're done, stop recording and hit tab to go to arrangement view. You'll see a long performance. Now we carve it into a record, drop locators and enforce structure. For example, a short intro, then a build, then your drop, then in a section, a turnaround, then a B section, then an outro that's DJ friendly. A strong guideline, every 16 bars, you either lift, switch, or punctuate. Never coast, Now tighten it like a producer. Find the best 8 or 16 bar chunks and consolidate them. Add fades on edits to avoid clicks. Keep fills short. Often one bar is enough, and two bars can be perfect if you do it like a real jungle turnaround. Bar 1 is the hint. Bar 2 is the statement. Now glue track A and track B together on the drum bus group. Use EQ8 for gentle cleanup, nothing extreme. Then glue compressor with a slower attack, like 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1, and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Do not crush. Crushing kills transients and makes breaks feel small. Add a limiter as a safety, not for loudness. Ceiling at minus 0.3. You want it catching peaks, not reshaping the groove. If you're going heavier or darker, you can do parallel distortion instead of more compression. Set up a return with saturator driven hard, then EQ it band limited, like 200Hz to 8Hz, and lightly compress it. Then use clip envelopes to send into that return only on specific moments. That gives grit without ruining your main transient integrity.